JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Demons are flying. 5-0 start to the season. They've got a massive task against the Tigers this Saturday night.
The D's are 5-0 for the first time since 1994.
Tell you what, they're on fire here at the MCG in the last quarter, the Demons.
Back then, this bloke was only 1 year old.
Good finish, a great kick. All class from Tomlinson.
As the D's take on the Tigers in Saturday night's Anzac Eve game, please welcome Adam Tomlinson.
Well, I tell you what, Fat, I love what they've done list management-wise at the Melbourne Footy Club. They have set their back six beautifully. They got Frothies May in.
In.
They got Jakey Lever in.
In.
And they got Adam Tomlinson in.
Yep.
And that sets you up superbly, and it has worked because they're playing beautiful football. Welcome to you, Ads.
No, thanks, guys. You're too kind, but no, thanks for having me.
Nah, mate. They were, of course, grand final player for GWS, so nothing wrong with anything you're doing up there, but they targeted you as something they wanted, and I reckon that back six is starting to gel beautifully.
No, you're right. I mean, it's been a sort of a hard-working group since we came back in January, and even the back half of last year, we actually had a fair bit of cohesion going together, but in the hub, it was always a little bit different. But since we came back in Jan after Christmas, it's been really good, and yeah, I mean, 5-0, it's been great, and I've absolutely loved working with Troy Chapman and the rest of the guys down there.
Who's the boss of the back line?
Well, Jack Lever will say he's the boss. But I think the big dugong, Steve May, is probably, he's got the reins there.
No, and he got a little hairball Salem running around too. How many times a week does he have to wax to keep that hair down?
Well, if he's not waxing, he's trying to find any bit of sunlight to keep his tan going. So, he's a character, and absolutely love getting to know him over the last 2 years. He's playing some terrific footy as well.
And you've Ned Adam the weekend added the pig Hibbert in there, who's one of our favourites on the Rush Hour. We've loved him. The Bogan from Frankston, he's a good boy, the pig.
Gets the head in the trough.
No, Pig's a great man. He's a lover of golf and everything. So, I mean, I've known Pig for a while before I came to the footy club, and he's a super character, and he just wants to try when he's on the footy field, and that's why we love him, and he was really good when he came into the side on the weekend.
Speaking of golf, you've been playing a bit of late. Who is the best golfer at Melbourne?
Jaden Hunt is off one now, so I think he went into the hub off about nine, and he came out at about two. So,
and Oscar McDonald was unbelievably good, but he's obviously exited the club. Did you play with Big Osc?
I play a lot of golf with Osc. He's the big porterhouse. He's a super golfer. And I mean, he's off one, but what he can do with the ball and the way he shakes is what impresses me. So,
How far does he hit the bloody thing? I only played with him once. It never landed. He was flying past me by 50 metres. It's a monster ball.
Even when he's going into the wind, I mean, I think I hit a big ball, and he clears me by 100 metres into the wind. So it's phenomenal what he can do. But he did grow up on a golf course, and after school every day, that's all he did. So, I mean,
what happened to his brother then?
Well, they also grew up next to a tennis court, and that's what he did.
He plays tennis. Hey, what about Saturday night? Huge game. The bandwagon is full there at Melbourne. All the D supporters, Melbourne home game. The D supporters will be there, Jimmy. They take on Richmond, of course. And Nate Jones, what a legend. Only the second player to play 300 games at Melbourne.
Toeball's a great man, and he's got one of my favourite nicknames at the footy club in Toeball. Yeah. And since I've come, he's been amazing. And also, I got to know him a little bit before I got to the footy club. But what he's done for this club, in especially some pretty hard times, has been amazing. And I mean, he sets the standard for everyone. And I think Max brought it up in his press conference or in the few words he said the other day. And the way he's led this footy club for so long has been amazing. And he's still doing it, even though he doesn't have a title next to his name. He's a great leader, and he's been amazing.
Oh, and also had to suffer through some pretty ordinary years. Fact that you're going well and he's going well is brilliant.
No, you're exactly right. And, I mean, what he sets for the young boys who have come to the footy club, and especially for his family, he's got two great kids who we spend a lot of time with in the hub, and they'll be so proud of what he's done. And they'll look back on this week and on Saturday night and absolutely be loving what's going on.
Couple of questions for you, Adam. Is your dad really Brian Taylor's dentist?
Well, he was his dentist for a long time. Dad retired 5 years ago.
Brian still, have a listen to this, Brian still goes with it.
Shipping it around, here's Tomlinson.
Ponies West!
His dad is my dentist. As a matter of no interest to anybody.
So retired 5 years ago.
Well, he probably hasn't been to the dentist before, so that's what it's saying. But no, I tell you what, it does get played to me a lot, and a lot of people do say that. And yeah, even people bring it up to Dad, so it's pretty funny. But no, well, there you go. Dad was his dentist for a long time.
And Trinity Grammar, schooled at. Did you ever beat Assumption College?
Yes, because Ray Carroll was moved on when I was in about year 10.
No, not the great Ray.
And they stopped having all the boarders in. So by the time I got to year 12, a lot of the footballers that had left the school and they weren't as good as what they were. But early days, they did beat us by a lot.
And you love your water skiing up there in Kahuna.
Yeah, no, I try and get there as much as I can, but with footy and everything, it's sort of hard. But grew up water skiing up there sort of every year, and I absolutely love it. And funny enough, I ran into Marty Hall a long, long, long time ago, and it turns out we're on the same footy team now. So, yeah, small world.
Not much in Kahuna, Jim.
Skiing. Angus Brayshaw plays his 100th game, and I like the fact that it's going to be completely overshadowed by Nathan Jones' 300th game.
Well, Gus has been telling everyone that, you know, it should be, the spotlight should be more on him than Nathan. But funny enough, Gus keeps telling me that we're related because his grandma's a Tomlinson.
Yeah, that is true.
No, I've got a lot of time for Gus, and we play a lot of golf together, and we keep telling everyone that we're related, but no one sort of believes us because we don't look anything alike.
No, my mother is a Tomlinson.
Is she?
Yes, her maiden name is Tomlinson.
Not many Tomlinsons.
No, or Brayshaws for that matter. So we've got to be related somehow or another.
Somewhere along the tree. So, I mean, lovers of sport, but I'm pretty sure apart from that, I don't know what else there is.
Hey, is Chomper's arm still around? I haven't seen him of late. He's still got those big teeth.
Who's that? Oh, Harmsy.
Harmsy, yeah.
Yeah, that's still floating around. He's coming back from a broken hand, so all we seem to do is run laps at the moment. So he's being stiff. He's broken the bone in his wrist that probably has the lowest blood supply of anything. So unfortunately, it's taking its time, but fingers crossed, Chompers will be back out there soon.
Hey, mate, we can't wait for this game. I reckon it's the exact test you want.
Yep.
5-0, you go up against the best, big crowd, both of you MCG tenants. Jim, it's going to be a cracker.
Line, that back line versus the Richmond forward line. Wowee.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a great game and for a special weekend and as well for Nathan. So we're all looking forward to it. And we can't wait.
Can you give us a sneak peek as to whether Bill's man Frothies May wanders in or
he'll play?
I think he's got to get through tomorrow, but we just keep telling him to, you know, keep his pill out of the way and only use your arms. So fingers crossed he's there.
Oh, come on, Frothies.
We love
Frothies.
Hey, Adam, congratulations on your own footy, mate. You're going beautifully and the club flying. Good luck Saturday night.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.